Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Vajura.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you, man. And how are you doing?
No, I'm good. Any day with God is a good day.
Definitely. I buy into that 100%. Any day with God is definitely a good day. Thank you so much for joining us. I do hope that our listeners are going to be having a fantastic time. We're continuing talking about the Holy Scriptures. And one of the greatest mysteries of faith is how a book written by humans over 1,500 years can be called divine. I mean, as we continue our lesson on the Holy Scriptures, we're looking at the Adventist conviction that holy men of God spoke and wrote as they were moved by the Spirit. It's a unique intersection of the divine and the human, much like Christ himself. And so today, we want to discuss how to navigate the complexities of human authorship while maintaining that the Bible is a trustworthy, perfect record of God's acts in history. Now, my elder, the Adventists believe the authors were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Where do we get that? That's one. Two, does it mean that God dictated the words or inspired the thoughts somehow?
Okay, as Adventists, I would say that we believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God. We've already established that. But I believe that authors were inspired as they were given dreams by God. They were given visions. And the Holy Spirit inspired their thoughts. They were not, if I may put it, parrot fashion dictation where God forces them to repeat words mechanically. It didn't happen that way. It happened in a manner that we can call thought inspiration. So God gave these writers messages. He gave them ideas. He gave them truth. And the writers would express those ideas using their own language, their own personality, their own education, their own experiences in life. And each of these authors, they would add their own personality to the writing. So each came from a different cultural background. They had different, some of them had different ethnic, they were from different ethnic groups, or they spoke different languages. But all of this contributed to the writing of the Bible. That's why you see, when you look at the Bible, it has different writing styles. So like David, he wrote like a poet. Paul wrote like a teacher. Luke wrote with careful, like a careful historian, if I put it that way. But even though these writers were diverse in their personality and diverse in the way that they wrote, the message was still inspired by one source, which is the Holy Spirit. And the continuity of the word is something that is solid. It looks as if it's written by one person. The message remains consistent from beginning to end. So God gave the message. The writers expressed that message in their own way, but under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So we have different writers, different backgrounds, but one Spirit that was guiding the message.
Indeed. Now, since the Bible was written by human hands, how do you address skeptics who point to the human element as a source of error?
I would address this concern honestly by first agreeing on one point, that the Bible, yes, it was written by human beings, but just because it was written by human beings, human hands, literally, does not mean that it is incorrect. So the message that we find in the Bible is divinely inspired, but the expression of it is in human language and in human understanding. So God chose to communicate his truth to people through their testimonies, through their experience, through their life situations. In fact, I think that the human element to the writing of the Bible is not a weakness. I think it's a strength, because when we read the Bible, we actually get to see that people struggled, people failed, people repented, people experienced God's grace, they experienced His love. We see kings that made mistakes. We see prophets that felt discouraged, disciples who sometimes misunderstood Jesus. So the Bible is so diverse, my brother, that it expresses God's truth through many different voices. Now, when you look at some of the writers, they spoke from places of joy. Some of the writers spoke from suffering, from leadership, some from weakness. And this is how God wanted it to be, so that people from every culture or generation or background can understand and learn to know who He is through His word. So maybe to close it off, I can say that the human element does not weaken the Bible in a sense, but it makes the message understandable and it makes it personal. So the message is from God, but the language is human, so that every person can understand based on our experience in this life.
Yes. Now, how do we explain the harmony of the Bible when it was written by over 40 authors? I mean, and after centuries, really?
I think we touched on this yesterday.
Yes, we did.
The harmony of the Bible is one of the strongest evidences that it comes from God, because the Bible is the one constant in all generations that changes. Generations change. People die. People come and go, but the Bible remains constant. It speaks of the current way of life. It speaks of the standard of character. Civilizations have changed over these thousands of years. Cultures have changed. Technology has changed. But the message of the Bible is remaining relevant. It's remaining constant. And the thread that runs through the entire Bible remains the same. And that thread that holds the Bible together is Jesus. So from the beginning to the end, the story of the Bible is about God's plan to save humanity through Christ. And each book, it builds on another book. And each promise connects to another promise. And the message is built on the premise, or rather it's built premise upon premise across the diversity that we've mentioned. Different writers, different cultures, different times. Yet the message still holds everything together. And it holds us together. And this unity in the message shows that even though the unity is obtained from many writers, there's one author, the Holy Spirit. Now, let me make it clearer.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament, remember during the Passover, in the book of Exodus, I think, the lamb was sacrificed so the people would be saved from death.
Yeah.
Now, in the New Testament, Jesus is called the Lamb of God in the book of the Gospel of John. And the Lamb in Exodus was pointing towards Jesus. So this connection shows that the Bible is not a collection of separate books, but it's one united message. So the Bible may have many writers, but it has one message, and that message is the message of Jesus with one author, the Holy Spirit.
Does the Adventist Church believe the Bible is self-interpreting, or do we need a scholar or some extra biblical material to explain it to us? You know, some talk about the writings of the prophetess.
I think that personally, and also as the Adventist Church, we believe that the Bible is clear enough to understand on its own.
Okay.
God didn't give His word only to scholars or to experts, but he gave it to ordinary people. And we often say scripture interprets scripture. So this means that we compare one passage with another, and we allow the Bible to explain itself. However, my brother, we also recognize that there is value in guidance.
I see.
And there is value in teaching, and there is value especially in prophetic insight. So teachers and pastors can help us understand history, language and context, so we can get a deeper understanding into what we are reading. But the final authority is always the Bible itself. Now, one should always, and I always tell people, we should always pray for the Holy Spirit's revelation when we are opening and reading the Bible.
Yeah.
Because understanding Scripture is not only about knowledge, but it's about a relationship with God. And who better to explain and give us deeper insight than the one that the author of the Bible, which is the Spirit. So God uses the Holy Spirit to speak to us personally through His Word as we're reading.
Mm.
And that same Spirit who inspired the Bible is the same Spirit that helps us understand it today. So I can maybe just say that when we open the Bible with prayer, the Holy Spirit opens our understanding. So yes, we can say that the Bible is self-interpreting,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we also need our scholars and our pastors and our prophets to help us get a deeper understanding.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, before I let you go, how has the preservation of these scriptures throughout history?
I'm sorry, my brother. I think I'm muted.
Are you muted? Can you hear me? What has happened now? Let's see. What has happened now? Can you hear me? Hello? Is there a chance that, let's see, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I think I was muted on the line.
Oh, okay. Sorry, man, about that. I wasn't aware of that. Now, how has the preservation of these scriptures throughout history reinforced your faith in their divine origin?
Personally, I think it very strongly reinforced my faith, because the preservation of the Bible across history is one of the greatest reasons that many believers trust that it comes from God, because historical evidence exists and proving that the Bible is genuine. And many scientists and archaeologists, the discoveries, they've confirmed the reliability of the Bible. There's places that I've seen that are mentioned in Scripture that have actually been found in real life. Events that have been recorded in the Bible that have been supported by historical records. So for thousands of years, the Bible has faced opposition, it's faced skeptics. But people have tried to destroy it. Some governments have even tried to ban it. Some critics have tried to silence it. But the Bible managed to survive every single attack. And that must tell us something.
Mm.
Empires, they've risen, they've fallen. Leaders, they come, they go. But the Word of God has remained throughout all of that.
Yeah.
And you, beyond history and science, there's also a spiritual truth. So God tells us in the book of John, I think it's John chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that reminds me that the Word of God is not just a book, but it is connected to the very nature of God Himself. So when we see how the Bible has been preserved through generations, it strengthens our faith that God is protecting His message. And the Bible is a love letter that God has written to His people so that they can get to understand Him and see Jesus in the Word. So if God gave His Word in the beginning, He will also preserve His Word until the end.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. What would be your last word, the last thought that you'd like to leave with us?
I think when looking at the topic that we've touched on today, I would say that when we look at inspiration and preservation, we see a clear truth. And what is that truth? That truth is that God has inspired this message in Scripture. He has used human writers. He has preserved His Word through generations. And that is why we can trust the Bible. That is why we can build our faith on it. That is why even today, The word of God continues to change lives. So trust his word, read his word, believe his word, allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify you through his word, and you will develop a character of Christ. And one day, soon and very soon, when Jesus comes, we will spend eternity with him, which is the word of God, Jesus.
Powerful stuff, and a good place to end it at. Thank you so much, my elder. We will connect with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much, and goodbye.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Blessings and bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.